sorrow and love, the innocent savior, broken and bleeding for us. And nails in his hands, thorns on his brow, rivers of mercy endlessly flowing down. The Son of God, high and lifted up, the Father's love came pouring down for us. He has overcome.
Good evening, everyone. How has your day been? I want to believe that you were victorious today in every way, and that you had a great time. All right, and you didn't forget to pray and to be in faith throughout your day. All right, we're going straight into the word. But like I said, today we're going to be praying. All right, since the series started, we haven't had time to pray together. All right, but today I'd like us to, practicalize what we have been reading, what we have been hearing from God's word. All right, so I'm going to give us, I'm going to leave out time for prayer today. So I'm just going to talk about a particular part of the believer's life, all right, that we must all practice, all right, so that the authority we're talking about, you can practicalize it tonight, all right. So we're going to look at that and then keep moving, all right. But before we do that, can we just lift up your hands wherever you are. Oh, glory to God. Now, go ahead. Go ahead and consciously just lift up your hands where you are. Where you are. Just go ahead. Make sure you are in a position or you are in a place that you are not going to be distracted. All right. Ensure that you're not in a place that you cannot concentrate. In case you are in such places right now, please move from there. All right. And just go to a place that is more conducive. If you have to go outside the house, please do that. If you're in the sitting room, you cannot do so much there. All right, so maybe you need to go to your room, and if you feel your room is, with people, go to another quiet place. But just make sure you are in a place that you can concentrate tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. We started from the book of Genesis, all right, and then last week we also picked out some points from there, and then we looked at how we became victorious in Christ Jesus. All right, so we're going to be looking at a weapon that God has given to every one of us tonight, and I want your hearts to be connected, because like I said, once I'm done, we're just going to practicalize the word of God together. All right, very important, very, very important tonight. So I'd like you to stay with me. All right, so just for 5 minutes, let's just bless his holy name. Hallelujah. All right, 5 minutes, let's just bless his holy name. We're going to come back to prayer tonight. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless his holy name. He is a good God. And his love endureth forever. Hallelujah. We've got God's love. Yeah, it endures forever. All the days of our lives. Oh, we dwell in the love of the Father. Mandereba shakata. Come on, bless his holy name this evening. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him. Thank him. He is a faithful God. Faithful God. Faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. Our God is a faithful God. Lenge yabakato ya labosa. Reba kia lande libra nos brando. Ha. We thank you, O Lord. We give you praise, Jesus. Mande ligarate ye kedise. Zombrodoso. Come on, go ahead and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you. Even when I am not faithful, you remain faithful. Oh, what a privilege to serve you. What a privilege to be loved by you. What a privilege to live for you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. What a privilege to let ourselves die and to let our spirit come alive unto God. What a privilege to be trained by you. Amen. What a privilege to hear from you. What a privilege to know you, oh God. What a privilege to be called the Son of God. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 What a privilege to be called the son of the creator of the heavens and the earth. What a privilege. Hallelujah. What a privilege to know that Jesus died. If I was the only one in the world, he would still have died for me. What a privilege. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mande ira basata ya la basha. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a privilege to serve. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Mande yikabaka. Zendelebo shikaya lagadusa. Mali baraba ribaraba. Ekiyalaba sompredusa vradodosa. What a privilege. Enamasi bere barasue. Ziveredusa vradosa valabaduso vraneneneya. Oh, glory to God. Come on, go ahead and say, I'm loved by the maker of the heavens and the earth. I'm loved by the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm loved by my Father in heaven. I am loved. I am a loved child of a loved God. Amen. Hallelujah. I am a loved child of a loved God. Amen. 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 Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hare bakata yala basi prendo. Ibrono shamanda ragado sekia la basa. Oh, bira mana yamarokoto yele brono no. Ande libra no so friend libra na shebredo dosa. Ah, we give you praise, O God. We give you praise, O God. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for loving me. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for showing me the way. Thank you for shining light in my darkness. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, I could go on and on. It's always a beautiful time in worship. A beautiful time recounting some of the things that God has done for us. A beautiful time reminding yourself of who He is. Hallelujah. A beautiful time, you know, just, you know, surrendering your defense. And telling yourself He's Almighty. He's Almighty and you are loved by Him. You're loved by Him. Oh, you might not have received physical love from people around you, all right? But you are loved by God. He loves you. He's going to make sure your life turns out just the way He has said it will turn out. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to make sure. God makes sure. Bible already tells us that the path of a just is the shining light. You know what that means? As long as you are the just, your path has got to shine. That's what scripture is saying. As long as you are the just, your path will forever shine. Amen? It will shine. It will shine. As long as you love the Lord, as long as you're serving the Lord, as long as your heart belongs to the Lord, as long as you're living for the Lord, your path has got to shine. Amen. Your path shines. Amen. Your path shines to the glory of the Father. Your path shines forever and ever. Hallelujah. Your path shines. You are a blessed one. You're blessed. You're blessed in all ramification. You are blessed. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Reverokoto yalabasataya. Mande libra no shabragado sekiara gadosa. You're blessed. Come on, declare tonight. I am blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in every way. And all things work together for me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. 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 I'm blessed. Hireboro koto. Brinana branono vradosa ragadosha. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go into the word. All right, the authority of the new creation. The authority of the believer. One of the major things that we're going to be looking at tonight, all right, is a weapon for all times. Amen. I love how I said that. I said it's a weapon for all times. Meaning that at every point in time, you know, that you involve yourself in these practices, you are sure to have victory. All right? You know, a lot of people have used it. You and I have got to practice it and become the doers of God's word. Otherwise, we will be deceiving ourselves, saying that things are not working, but we have forgotten that we are not doing the right things. Every time you put God's word into practice, you are sure to get an answer. Amen. You are sure to know what to do. You are sure to know how to do what to do. You are sure. So what do? You keep allowing yourself learn the ways of the Spirit. You keep allowing your ears hear the instruction of God. You keep allowing yourself, you know, be controlled by God. You know, let God speak and then you act. Stop analyzing the instruction. Stop arguing in your heart. Stop all of those things. Because each time you argue with the word of God, you are not humble enough. You will not be humble enough to receive the correction. Amen. I will not be humble enough to receive the correction. You know, so sometimes, you know, defeat comes as a result of us not listening to the voice of the Spirit. Defeat comes to us as a result of us not allowing ourselves to yield to the little instructions that the Spirit gives to us. So we find things difficult in our lives and begin to wonder, why is my own like this? It's not like that, though. It's not that yours is like this. It's just the fact that you have decided not to allow yourself to hear the voice of the Spirit. Is there somebody there saying, how do I know that I'm hearing the Spirit of God? And how do I hear that? How do I know that this is God? It's practice, child of God. It's practice. Sometimes some of us hear some things and we say, something told me, I wish I did it. Oh, I would have, you know, I would have crossed over by now. I should have gotten the answer I was looking for by now. And the thing was telling me, that thing that you are shouting, ting, is the voice of the Spirit of God. Amen. But we all grow up knowing something tells us something. We refuse to do it and then we regret. So the truth is that the more you practice how to hear that something, you will see that every time that something tells you something, it will always be the right thing to do. But you just wouldn't. Why? Because you are not giving attention enough. Amen. Amen. I said all this to go into what we have tonight. So let us read the Bible. Glory to God. Wow. It gets better. It gets better. It gets better. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. It gets better. It gets better and better. Oh, by the voice of the Holy Ghost, it gets better. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Amen. Amen. Genesis. Let's go for the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read from a translation called NLT, New Living Translation. So I'm going to read from the book of Genesis. I'd like you to follow me this evening as we get into God's word. Amen. All right. There are some things I'm going to be pointing out in this book. So the chapter is chapter 1. Amen. Now let's look at something that happened to God. All right, and let's see what God did about it. All right, Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 1. It says, in the beginning, God created. Did you see that? It says, in the beginning was the word. Oh, sorry, I'm going to John. All right, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, there was creation. Amen. Verse 2 says, the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. All right. But you know what? In verse 1, Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know what that means? That means that everything we're about to read now is all about the fact that God created. So from verse 2, Bible now gives us the process of the creation. Are you getting it? But verse 1 already tells us what happened. What happened was that God created the heavens and the earth. It was a finished work. It is a finished work. So God finished his work. Amen. Hallelujah. He had a job to do and he finished it. He created the heavens and the earth in the very beginning. At the beginning of everything, that was the first thing he did. He created. So we have a God that does what? That creates. That's one thing I want you to hold on to, you know, from this verse 1. In the beginning, there was creation. In the beginning. In the beginning. God just, you know, looked at whatever it was and he did what? He created. From the very beginning. Verse 2 says, the earth was formless and empty. And you see, the process has started. All right? Telling us how, what God created from. All right? So he says that the earth was formless and it was empty and darkness covered the deep waters. So the question that comes to heart is, if the earth was the way it is, how did God create? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen and follow me carefully. Verse 2. How did God create if the earth was in a shapeless form? How? What did he do, you know, to do the creation that he had? All right? In verse 1. How did he do it? Look at verse 3. It says, then God, what does it say there? It says, then God said. That's how God created. He said. Amen. Then what? Then God said. He says, let there be light. And there was light. So, see, Bible already tells us what happened. God created. In verse 2, how? Now, verse 3 tells us the answer. It says, God created how? By saying. God created by what? By saying. He created by saying that let there be something. And whatever God said should happen, happened. All right, so verse 1, let there be light, and there was light. All right, verse 3. Verse 4 says, and God saw, all right, God said, let there be. There was, and then God now also inspected what he said it should be. He said, and God saw that the light was good. God saw it. God said, and he saw. God said, and he saw. God said, and he saw. I need that to stay in your mind tonight. He says, and then God said, let there be. And there was. Then the same God now did what in verse 4. He says, and God saw. He saw what he said. I said, God saw what he said. He says, then he gave further instruction. He says, then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and you know, all of that was going on. And then in verse 4, in verse 6, he says again, then God said, there was a saying, amen. There was a saying, let there be, let there be. God was saying it, and Bible says he was saying it in verse 7. And that is what happened. Hallelujah. I like that. And that is what happened. God made this space to separate the waters from the earth. All right. And then verse 8, God called the space the sky. All right, the process continues. In verse 9 again, God said, amen. And verse 10 again, God called. Oh, Bade Gadosha, Nandere Gadosa. Have you seen what God did? That is how God created. That is how God created. And this continued. It continued. God saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, God saying, God calling. Amen. That's what we just read from scriptures. So God saying, that's mouth. God seeing, that's your eyes. God calling. That's what we're looking at tonight. The process of creation. The process of creation. I need you to keep telling yourself, that's the process of your Father. That's how he created. God created by saying. There was a saying and there was a seeing. As he said it, there was a manifestation. Hallelujah. So God was saying the things he wanted to see. Hallelujah. Oh, la caraba, son predoso. I said God was saying the things he wanted to see. That's what was happening. Let's keep moving.
All right. So all of that happened, you know, and then God kept on, you know, creating, you know, the birds, the fruit, the plants, you know, he kept on doing all of that, you know, and then the animals, livestock, you know, all of that was going on. But let's look at what happened in verse 26. Hallelujah. Verse 26. Then God said, all right, did you see that? God said, again, he says, let us make human beings. Who was God talking to here? Have you ever asked? Then God said, let us, the Father God and the Spirit. He says, let us make human beings. He says, in our own image, let us make them in our own image. What's the image of something? The image is the exact replicant of that thing. What I mean by that is maybe a shadow. If you see a shadow of something is the exact. Are you getting? Oh, glory to God. Somebody must be shouting at this time. You know, it's when something casts a shadow, you can, from the image that that you see, you can actually tell that, oh, the image, the real image is this. Are you getting what I'm saying? So God now says something here. God says that in our own image, God made us how? In his own image. That means that you and now, I look like God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We look like our Father. Ooh, Did you get that? We look like our Father. We're made in his image. All right. Bible says, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. To be like us. So we are to be like the Father. How do you be like? How do you be like the Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth? How do you be? Oh, like the supernatural one. How do you be? How do we be him? How do we be like him? All right, let's continue. It says they will reign. That's how to be. Hallelujah. I'm loving this. It says, they will reign over the fish in the sea, over the birds in the sky, and the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth. All right? And the small animals, all right? It says that they will reign. That's the only way they will be like their Father. Our Father reigns. He reigns. God is saying that we will make them in our image so that they can be like us. So one of the attributes of being like God is to reign. As children of God, we reign. Hallelujah. We reign. Alekushamakasakata. We reign. We reign supreme. We reign as a supernatural being that we are. We reign as the ambassadors of Christ. We reign. We reign. We reign. The attributes of God. You reign. You reign. Oh, glory to God. I'm about to hit something and I just don't want to say it without, you know, helping us see tonight. All right. Verse 27 says, so God created, you know, it was after he determined what he wants to do with the creation, which is man. He now did what? Bible now says that God then created human beings. And he didn't do it anyhow. He still did it the way he said. He said it. Remember, God says, God said it and God saw it. So the same way God said about human beings, that's the same way he now saw what he created, all right, in his own image. Bible says, in the image of God, he created them, male and female. So you and a male and a female is equal before the eyes of the Father. The Father sees the creation of human beings, man and woman. No one is suppressing anyone. Everyone is equal before the eyes of God. He says, then God blessed us. Hallelujah. He blessed the human being that he made. And he didn't just bless them. He did not bless them without, you know, giving them more attributes and character of who he is. The Bible says that he blessed them and he says, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. You know, when we are fruitful and we multiply, how are we going to multiply? Since we are made in the image of God. So what kind of multiplication will we have? We'll have the multiplication of gods all over the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The multiplication of gods all over the earth. The multiplication. Oh, Rabasi Redosa Lagadosha. Mandeli Bradosa. Remember that because we are made in the image of God. Hallelujah. Listen tonight. Because we are made in the image of God, because we are made in the likeness, in the, you know, because God is saying that my character is what you should have. All right. So part of God's character, we say, is to reign. The same way we say God's character is to reign from the scriptures, we need to go back to verse 1 and 2. God is a creator. That means the one that he created also must create. Why? You are made in his image and in his likeness. Glory to God. We're made in his image and likeness. So we create. You and I now, in part of our creation, from what we have read from verse 2, we're going to also now begin to say, and then we begin to see. Hallelujah. You say it and you see it. You say it and you see it. You've got to have faith. Like your father, to say when there was nothing that needs to be said. Hallelujah. There was no reason. I mean, the situation was already bad and God still said. Meaning our situation might not be palatable, but the moment the God in you begin to say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The moment the God in us, the God that you are, begin to say that this is it. You're going to see it. You will say it. But child of God, you've got to learn to open your mouth and say. You can't keep quiet. The life you and I live is not to be quieted, to be silenced. The enemy has succeeded in silencing a lot of believers today. A lot of people out there, even those that are not born again Christians, they have been silenced. The moment you are silenced, you are defeated. Listen to me, child of God. I said, the moment you are silenced, you will be defeated. So that means the enemy is looking for how to shut you and I down so that you and I do not have a voice. But I need you to remember, because we are made in the image, in the likeness of God, listen, that means that you and I, the same way God voice activates things, you and I must do what? Are also people that will voice activate our future. Hallelujah. You didn't hear what I said. I said that we are going to voice activate our future. What you do not see, you begin to declare it in the word. You begin to say it from your heart. You're gonna speak those words out. Even when you are in a place whereby you cannot see the next step, say what you want. Glory to God. Say it. Say. Pick the scriptures and say, if the word of God says this, then I am taking the same scripture. Well, let's read the scripture. I'd like you to say something tonight. You know, I just don't want to talk to you. I want you to be seen as I'm talking, because the more you see some of these things that I've been saying, the better you begin to activate you to live the life that you ought to live. All right? And not allow yourself to be defeated. Don't allow the enemy to steal the things that have been freely given to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. I need you to say something in Romans chapter 4. Halekushama katola barakata. Endoruso, haleyuruso. Lokosusa rababoso, friendo libradosa. This is a story about the father, Abraham. All right? It's a story about his faith. All right? So we're going to read something that is important. Very important. I want you to listen as we read Romans chapter 4. All right? Oh, glory to God. Okay. Let me start from verse 16. Romans chapter 4. Are you there? Make sure you're with your Bibles. All right? Your jotters. Just make sure you are, you know, listening, putting down things so that you can go back to the scriptures. All right? Now, look at verse 16. Verse 16 says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. Hallelujah. Are you getting that? So that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, not only to those in the world. All right. It says, but also to those who are of faith. All right. The faith of Abraham. All right? Who is the father of us all? All right? All right? All right? The Bible says it was accounted to him as righteousness. Why? He had faith in the fact that he had faith already in the fact that God was going to give him back his son. Hallelujah. I mean, God tells you to go do something and then there's still enough faith to tell yourself that no, my God is not a killer. That means Abraham understood the character of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say tonight? Abraham understood something about God, and that's the reason why he could function in faith. He was loyal to God. That's why God could trust him. That if I tell Abraham to do this, he will do it. If I tell Abraham to do that, he will do that. Whatever I tell Abraham to do, he will do. So now, Abraham, I want you to go and sacrifice Isaac. And he knew that Abraham would say no. The question you and I should ask ourselves is, are we the same kind of people? Because the Bible says here about Abraham, it says that, but also to those who are, let me take it from, not only to those who are of the law. What is that? It says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure. The promise might be sure to all the seed. The promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those. All right, so who is the seed? Not only to those of the law. Bible says to those who are of faith. Faith of Abraham. Faith of Abraham. It says, who is the father of us all? Look at 17. It says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. All right. That's not where I'm going. We're going to verse 18. It says, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? We're close. We're already where we're going. It says, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they are. So that means what I'm bringing out from this verse, all right? Because Bible says in verse 18, it says, who contrary to hope, in hope not hoped, believed, so that he became the father of many nations. There was nothing to have resurrected any level of belief, but he knew God. Abraham knew God. Abraham knew God. He knew God. There was no hope for anything, but he knew God. So his hope was in God. His hope was in God. Shakia bakatoya labasada. And because his hope was in God, verse 17, he says, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things. See, this is where you and I are. We are to do what? We are to call those things. Tonight we're going to be calling things. We're supposed to call those things which do not exist. They don't exist. Things that you've not seen in your future. Bible says that because you operate by voice activation, you can actually create those things. Because one of the characters of God that you have is to create. And Bible says he made you in his image and his likeness. That means you are to create. You have to create the future you want. You have to create the life you want. You have to create the impact you want. You have to create the future that you want to enjoy. You have to create. One of the ways to create as the children of God, as the one that has authority as a believer, is to speak. Oh, I'm going to be handy here tonight. It's to speak. Hallelujah. You have to speak. You and I have to speak and keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking the Father's talk. Keep talking. Keep talking the scriptures. Keep talking. That's how to win in this life. You and I have got to win no matter what. But I'm letting you know that it's not every situation that will be palatable. There will be times whereby there will not be hope for anything. But like Abraham, you and I have got to key into faith. Hallelujah. Believing God above everything. Believing God and telling yourself, I refuse to doubt. Believing God. We believe God. We believe God. And we begin, because we believe God, we know that God is backing us up. So what do? We call the things that we have not seen in prayer. Hallelujah. We call them, because one of the things that prayer will do for you is prayer will help you see with the eyes of the Spirit. So each time you pray, I'm sure this has happened to most of us. You are praying and you are seeing yourself bright, but where you are is dark. So you begin to wonder, why is that when I pray, I see positivity, but my experiences are not matching up? Keep praying. Keep opening your eyes. Keep seeing. Tonight, I'm saying, keep talking. Keep talking, child of God. Keep talking. Don't stop talking. One of the ways the enemy would want to help us get defeated. You heard what I said? I said, help us. Why? Because the enemy cannot force you to do what you don't want to do. The enemy, number one, you and I remember from last week that the enemy is under your feet already. So he can't force you. He can't influence you to do the things you don't want to do. He cannot. But the moment you yield to that spirit, you see yourself being influenced by what he wants you to do. But the truth is that he cannot. Every time you see yourself going in that route, it's because you yielded to the enemy. You yielded to the spirit of whatever it is that he brought your way. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So the point here tonight is that you are a creator like your father. Hallelujah. You are supposed, the process of creation, you are supposed to begin to say what you want, all right? And Bible says you're going to see what you want. And then Bible says that you will call those things that be not. Hallelujah. Because you have called those things that be not. That's where you're going to begin to see. Because what you have called, you have called those things that are not in existence. They do not exist, but you have called them. You are with me tonight, and you know that, I mean, by now I ought to have gotten married. Begin to call your husband. Amen. Amen. I said amen. Amen. You are here with me tonight, and you believe that you ought to be in a relationship. It's your season to be in a relationship. It seems as if nothing is, you know, working out the way it's supposed to work out. Listen, begin to do what? Begin to call your wife, your spouse. Begin to call. You know, you're supposed to have sealed up a business. Things are not going the way you expected them to go. You know, the business is not. Come on, begin to call the business the name that you want. You call it the name. It is prospering in the name of Jesus. It's increasing in the name of Jesus. Begin to say what you want concerning the business. You are in a messy situation right now. You're asking yourself, how is this year going to turn out? You know, this is not what you bargained for, all of that. Begin to say that the situations are solved. Hallelujah. That you have the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. That you know what to do and you know how to do what to do. Begin to say what you want. Limara kiyambo sokoto. You need money and money is not coming the way you expect it to come. And then you are noticing that it's as if even the one you have, you know, it's depreciating or something like that. So you don't know where else to go to get the money. Begin to call money. Yes, money has name. Call it. Call it. It will answer. Call it. Call it. Call it. Call it for a manifestation. Call what you want to see in your life. This is how the believer wins. He calls things that be not. He calls the future that he does not have or that he has not seen. He calls it into existence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight, child of God? Are you ready tonight? Call those things that you do not have. Call those things that you do not want. Call those things. Begin to say what you want in the name of Jesus. Call. 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 You've got the voice. Activate it. Activate. Activate the future. Activate the decision. Activate the wisdom. Activate the ideas. Activate the progress. Activate it right now with the voice of your mouth. Begin to activate. Begin to speak the future you want. Begin to speak the life you want. Begin to speak what you want to see in the next 3 months, in the next 6 months, in the next 1 year, in the next 2 days, in the next 2 weeks, in the next 3 weeks, in the next 1 month. Begin to say what you want. Stop getting stuck at not talking. Talk, talk, Talk. I say talk in the name of Jesus. Every time you open your mouth, then you are sure and assured of a victorious life. But you've got to keep talking it. You've got to keep saying those things that be not. Call them into existence. Call them in. Call them into your life. What do you want tonight? What have you not had? How have your life been? What are the things that you have hoped for, but you don't have faith for it? Now, tonight, I join faith with you in the name of Jesus. And I say, call in the name of Jesus. Call. Open your mouth and begin to declare tonight. Call the future you want. Begin to say those things, even if they are not working as at today. Call them walking. Call them and say, you walk in the name of Jesus. Call them and say that you're better than how I left you in the name of Jesus. Call them and say, oh, I've got answers in the name of Jesus concerning this issue. Call them and say, I move forward. I'm no longer stagnant on this level in the name of Jesus. Oh, Kayima Roko Supra Negra Nika Russo Kata Yala Brondo Emborusa. Come on, child of God, open your mouth and begin to talk. What are those things that you want? What are those things according to the word of God, they will come alive. Hallelujah. Oh, there is resurrection power. They will come alive in you. They will come alive in your life. You're going to see the manifestations of these things in the name of Jesus. But you learn to talk. You learn to pick the scriptures like we have said in the past weeks. Pick the scriptures that goes with the situation and call those things into existence. Tell yourself, I have so such and such in the name of Jesus. I know such and such because I am who I am in Christ in the name of Jesus. I am who I am. Who he has said I am is who I am in Christ in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mande libro cosupranonosa. Zimanda libra kia nanonia na kia brakenya nanosa. Thank you, my Father. Libo koshakata yala koto. Come on, are you praying with me tonight? Let's join faith together and pull those things that we want into our lives. Call the name. Whatever it is, call the name now and then join me as we pray in other tongues tonight. Leku barakataya le mende, leku sobrando le brondene, zimano so karabosa. Is it your health? Is it the fact that you've not really enjoyed a good health? Begin to call it right now. Say, I've got good health in the name of Jesus. Why? Himself took my infirmities. Come on now. Ayine no koto yala bro so koto. Himself took away the illness, took away the pain. Himself. Hallelujah. He didn't send the angels. Bible says himself. Limoro shibara katoya. Rabasubra no sumanda ligradasa. Zente yele keshe geregedosa. In the name of Jesus, ala baroko toye lemranda lekuso bradadia la dosa. Your health is restored in the name of Jesus. I said your health is restored in the name of Jesus. Akuku yekibo korokoto. Ah. Alebuna emboruso prade libra nanasa veloko subranosa enanasa. Are you the kind of person that at a particular time of the year you don't get your body together? Seems just go funny. Your health is in a mess. Tonight, say in the name of Jesus, I have been redeemed. Hallelujah. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I have been redeemed. Yes, you have been. So no longer would you have an appointment with such things in your life anymore. Those appointments have been terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. There would not be any month that will not favor you. There won't be any month that will not be a blessing to you. There won't be any month that you will not bear fruit. So I declare tonight in the name of Jesus that those days are gone and over. forever in the name of Jesus. Kaina na karabata lembrokuso brigeduso manana velo kushamba rakata ya lagedise eli barakata indoruso mranda labrane bakata ya labosa. Come on, somebody needs to say, I make progress. Pastor Buki, I make progress in the name of Jesus. Yes, I agree with you, child of God. You make progress in the name of Jesus. You move forward in the name of Jesus. You advance in the name of Jesus. Ele morokoto, epuroko so brother dosa. Bible says the path of a just is a shining light, and it shines ever brighter. Oh, unto a perfect one. I declare where you are concerned, you move in the name of Jesus. Never will you be stagnant again. I said you move in the name of Jesus. Ele moro kotoba. Your life moves in the name of Jesus. Eni na namasununu. Embruno sobrakataya la kartoya rakadesha. Ramba ba 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 ba. Raba ba 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 ba. Ene mama mama mama. Shambra kataya legese kiara bosa. You move in the name of Jesus. You move to the glory of the Father. You move from where you are to where you ought to be in grace, where you ought to be. Ele marakata enanama simanasa dagadosa. I declare that the Lord shines light to every area of darkness in your heart. I declare the Lord shines light to every area of disappointment, every area of disobedience. Yes, that's what I heard in my spirit. Disobedience, every area of disobedience. The Lord says, do something and you've refused to do it. I declare the Lord shines light. Bible says the entrance of the word, the entrance of the word, it will give light to those dark things, those dark areas. Those things you don't understand. You see light to understand it from tonight. In the name of Jesus, light comes, so there is understanding. Knowledge comes as a result of the light of God in you. So I declare in the name of Jesus, light be where you are concerned. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I declare strength to you right now for every weakness. Strength to you right now for every weakness. Strength to you right now. Oh, as you listen to me, I said strength to you right now for every weakness. You are stronger. You are better in your inner man. You are stronger in the name of Jesus. Stronger. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. This is so exciting. My spirit is excited because something is already happening tonight. Oh, I wanted to share another scripture, but I mean, so much is happening tonight. So much is happening tonight. So much is happening tonight to you. So much is happening tonight by the release of the word of God to you. So much is happening tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabasi Beregedosa Karagadosa. Mama, 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 Shibara, bala, bala, bala. Zideria, Ragadosa. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Zemene mana 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 mana. Shepre kita la brakoto la basa baladosa. Woo! Ekia la basi brunoso vara basum branosa. Anda la basi yara bakara bakara. Hey, ababababa. Come on, that business is working. Amen. It's working. There will be more customers your way in the name of Jesus. You will know what to do. The kind of decisions you want to make, the Lord will grant you the favor. You will begin to see favor, favor, favor in this season. Favor over the business in the name of Jesus. People will call you. People that you don't know will call you. All right? They will call you. They will call you in the name of Jesus. In this season, you will enjoy breakthroughs. Breakthroughs in different areas, especially in the place of business. You begin to see the blade. Amen. You see the blade. And Lord, I declare that the full corn in the hell appears where you're concerned in the name of Jesus. But you begin to see. You begin to see from tonight. You begin to see possibilities. You begin to see what to do. You begin to see how to do what to do. You begin to see with whom if there is a need for that. All right? But go ahead now. Go ahead and declare. where you are concerned, that that business flourishes in the name of Jesus. The business flourishes. You know what to do. Amen. You know what to do. The business is flourishing. Hallelujah. 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 The word of God has come to you and I tonight once again. All right. Like I said, I wanted to just minister and then, you know, I click. I wanted us to pray. There's a need to pray. There's a need for you to consistently pray in faith. All right. There's a need for it. There's a need for it. You don't give up easily. Amen. Don't give up easily. Never give up easily. Never tell yourself, oh, it can't be done. Every time you involve God's word, you have brought God into the matter. Amen. Every time you involve God's word, you have brought God into it, the matter. So tell yourself, all things are possible to me because I believe. Don't you believe? So if you believe, then you know that God is at work in you, both to do, both to will and to do of his good pleasure in your life. So that means that you must believe. Amen. You must believe. Hallelujah. You must believe. Come on, give God praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. He's worthy. He's a good God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Shebere keto labakatula. Zembre nusu farakadosh. Teki alabaka balakabakadakada. Endoroso katadakadosu kiriadoso. Oh, in you, barabasi brodosu bragadosa. Ele brando le bradusheke yaragadosa. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go ahead. Give God praise tonight. Thank him for the word that has come to you tonight. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for tonight. Thank him because you are a talking spirit. Amen. You are a talking spirit. Victory comes from you talking. Victory comes to you by talking. The more you talk, the more victories you see. Amen. I said, the more you talk, the more victories you see. The more God's word you use, the more victories you see. The more, it's more, it's more. So we won't stop talking. Amen. We won't stop talking. Even in the face of disappointments, you will talk. Amen. Learn it from tonight. Learn it. In the face of trials, temptation, you will talk. Oh, bariba namaso bradosa. Hey, labarosa. In the face of no hope, like Abraham, there was no hope. You will do what? You will talk. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, I'm a talking spirit. I'm a talking spirit. I can't be silenced in the name of Jesus. I cannot be silenced. I have what I say in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Let's read that scripture. I'd like you to see it tonight. Oh, barama sumpranosa, the book of Mark. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mark 11. You have what you say. You are going to have all that you are saying. All. You would have it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It says, then Jesus said, Mark 11:22. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, all right, it says, have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, you can say to that problem, you can say to anything, say. That means you can talk. Remember the word? We can say, all right, God said and he saw. So Bible says that you can say, all right, you can say, you can talk to any mountain, all right? And what do you say to the mountain? You say, may you be lifted up and be thrown into the sea, and it will happen. Why? Because listen to the reason why it will happen. It says, but you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. Give God praise tonight. Give God praise tonight. Say, I speak my way into victory. Amen. I speak my way into victory. I have the victories that I have in my life because I spoke. I spoke God's word. I'm speaking God's word. Say that for yourself. I'm having victories in my life because I'm speaking. Amen. I speak impossibilities out of my way. Amen. I speak possibilities into my way. I speak success into my life. I'm speaking. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, my Father. We give you praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Father. Leborokoto. Embronuso manda la brasi prodosha. Shataya la koso. Last scripture for tonight. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. Amen. 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 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. Wow. It says, I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ who existed from the beginning. It says, I have written to you who are young in faith. All right. And it says, because you are strong. All right. You are young, but you are strong in faith. You are strong in it. All right. It says, God's word lives in your heart. Amen. Amen. It says, I have written to you who are young. You are young in the faith. You are young. You just recently said maturing yourself in the things of the spirit. You are young. All right. You begin to desire the things of the Holy Ghost in your life. You are young. He says that because you are strong. You are strong. Why? You are deciding to learn the rudiments, all right, of faith, of you working with the Father. So he says that no problem, all right, but you are strong because of what you are doing. You are strong. You're strong. All right. He says God's word lives in your heart. Amen. That's where the victory comes from. He says, and you have won your battles with the evil one. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. You have won every battle you have. It's not you will be winning. He says you have won. Amen. Amen. God has declared us winners. We are champions. Amen. There is no situation under the sun. You are a champion. All right, go ahead. God, give God praise. Thank him for tonight. Thank him. Thank him for every word that has been issued to you. Give God praise. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have a great night, everyone. It's been a wonderful time having to hear the word again and again. And let faith rise in your heart as you have heard me again tonight. We are the believers with the authority of the Father. So we win. Love you guys. Love you.